Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tim Rebo. And our Tim Rebo segment is brought to you weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coach, my dad always told me, Mike, you can do what you want in this life, but you ain't being a coach. And after watching Saturday's game when you played Louisiana Tech, there's a good reason why. I couldn't have slept. You had some opportunities in that game. Man, that would have ate away at me. And I know as a coach you kind of take that 24-hour rule where you soak it in, you see what went right, what went wrong. But, man, it's not that you didn't have opportunities there. And that's what sort of grates you a little bit, that you could have won that football game.
Yeah, Mike, you can pick out certain plays every game that you play, you know, that can make a difference. And when you lose a one-score game, it kind of amplifies those plays in those situations. You know, it was a 15-10 ball game heading into the fourth quarter, and we felt like we still had a chance, even though we missed some scoring opportunities. And I thought our defense was playing well. We were doing good in the kicking game. We just couldn't get our offense rolling. Missing two field goals, and not only you lose the points, you know, which could have been 16-15 at the half, you lose that momentum, and you know how important that is in close games like that.
Any news you want to share with us on Jalen Spears? I saw he went down in the second quarter with an injury.
Yeah, no, it's just the usual bumps and bruises. We got a couple guys that are a typical first game, get a little bumps in, you hold them out a little bit during practice during the week and nurse and get them back. And I told him, I said, we probably needed a few more in the training room. You know, maybe you wasn't doing enough during the game. So
You had to be pleased up front, though, because, man, when you look at the size differential, and Louisiana Tech's a big team up front, your defensive line, I thought that really stood out to me. How well they played mano a mano against a Tech team they got some pretty big cats up front along that offensive line.
Yeah, I think stopping the run was huge for us, and I don't think they busted any on us. And I think Rashid Lovelace, you know, had an awesome game. He even had an interception for a touchdown. You had Zach Bernard playing up front, Joe Mason. Those guys were getting after it. Alex Villalasso, I was pleased the way they handled that. I was pleased the way the defense really swarmed to the ball and tackled. The thing that Coach Rybecki talked about this week, you know, he's still a little disappointed that we could have played a little better. He says, you know, in the perimeter tackling game, we could have made a few stops and gotten off the field. But those guys up front did a good job for us. Now we got to do the same thing on the other side of the ball and get the running game going.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because that's been your bread and butter since you've been there. And I know, you know, when you had Chase, certainly it was a great compliment because Chase could throw the football really well. But inability to run the football, especially when you needed to and have to, it wasn't there against Tech.
No, and it was evidence when we got down in the red zone, you know, and got close to score. We had some opportunities. We had some balls that we got to be able to put those things in the end zone, and we didn't do it. And, you know, especially disappointing, like you said, we've been doing it, and we got a guy like Colin Guggenheim. You know, so we got to be able to utilize him and use him and get him going and get him in the end zone.
There didn't seem to be a really good connection in the pitch and catch game. I mean, there's certainly some factors there. And you caught a little bit of a downpour. It almost looked like it was happening on the bayou yesterday and today. Man, you caught some rain there. But the connection there, it just never really clicked from the pitch and catch game, almost from the start, Coach.
No, you're right on it, Mike. We would talk. We got to be better. Pat's got to be a little better. I thought the timing was awesome on some things. I thought Quincy Brown had a really good game and showed up. And it really, you know, he's been practicing that way and doing such a good job, and I was glad to see him. We got to get a little bit more of the slots. We had another outside receiver starting his first college game. I think that's had some things to do with it. Give them a little credit. They were prepared. They were hungry. I thought they did a good job on defense. And I told Sonny Cumbie before the game, we were riding over. We stayed in Shreveport, and it was raining. I said, but don't worry, Sonny, it's not going to rain this game. And I looked at the forecast. We're going to be clear the whole game. It's goes to tell you what I know, huh?
Well, Coach, that's why you ain't doing weather. But you're 50-50. You know, on the weather deal, it's always the 50-50 shot. But, boy, did the skies open up, I guess, sometime around the second quarter. Man, it started coming down. But the great thing was to watch in the stands, all the kids, man, they had taken their shirts off. Man, they were waving above their heads. They were having a great time, with the water spot. Your secondary, I thought that was another area where I think you guys, they play better than I thought they would. Because I know what Tech sort of does. They sort of want to try to spread you out and try to catch you in a mismatch. And a lot of times early in the season, and we've talking about this to Coach Sumrall, that you get a lot of crossing patterns that, you know, they want to break the communication up between your corners and safeties and the nickel guy and everything else. I thought your secondary, I really believe, played much better than I thought I'd see him in game one.
Yeah, I like it. I think we got a lot of depth back there, too, which is more so we've had in the last couple of years. We got Lawrence Sullivan at corner. We got Ty Marsh. I thought Ethan Lee and Keontae Williams played really, really well. And we still got a tackle. I tell you, they wouldn't have a lot of passing yards if we make two tackles. Yep. They hit low check downs, and they busted it for a big run down there. So we got to do a little better than that. And you know this, it's early. We got to try to make some improvement from week one to week two. Just obviously the opponent we're going against this week can make that a little bit more difficult.
Coach, I wanted to bring that up. I know you went to LSU, and your thoughts first time.
That was many moons ago. That
yeah,
was many
okay,
moons ago.
Okay, okay. I could say a lot of things many moons ago. But, yeah, okay, for both of us on that end, because we both sort of touching the same ages, so to speak. But the fact that it's the first time Nicholls State has ever played in Tiger Stadium. And I know I remember talking to Coach O about this, man, and you know, and he wanted this to happen in 2020, and then the COVID situation occurs and the game gets canceled. But your thoughts on, you know, playing in Tiger Stadium? Come on, you grew up in South Louisiana. You know, LSU was so big for everybody, and now you bring your team into Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of excitement in the air. We were all disappointed in 20. You know, when the game got canceled, and I got to give JT and Verge Osbury some credit for trying to get this game back on the schedule quickly. And I was telling somebody the other day, and I said, when the game was gone and they put it in 2024, I was like, man, that seemed like that's forever. You know, we have to wait that long. But now it's here. It's exciting for the community. It's exciting for the school. Our players are going to be jacked up. You know that. We have over 90 players from the state of Louisiana. Obviously, anytime an FCS program is playing the flagship school in your state, obviously there's going to be a lot of excitement because they know all about it. They grew up just like everybody else, you know, about Tiger Stadium. So there's going to be a lot of excitement this weekend.
Coach, it's almost like you read my script because I don't know, maybe somebody give you a shot of it, but whatever. You got 93 young men from the state of Louisiana on your roster. Coach, you think about that throughout the years. Man, so few teams can say that. That 93 guys from the state of Louisiana, and I remember the day you got hired, you told me, hey, we are going to kind of build that little bridge in that short area and getting into New Orleans, the River Parish, certainly in Lafourche, out in St. Mary, and into Baton Rouge. And you say you don't mind going to Mississippi to catch a player or Alabama or whatever. But you were so focused on getting those local guys. And I think of the two guys that certainly make an impact quick, Sully Lesh from Lutcher and then Chase Forcade, you know, and local kids, local guys. And you've kept that rolling with 93 guys on your roster from the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, we did hit a home run early on with a couple of those guys. When you throw in Amani Martin from East St. John and Alan Pittman from Destrehan, and you throw good programs, and we've kind of continued that. And when I look at the roster and I see guys from Catholic High in Baton Rouge, John Curtis, you still see Destrehan people on the roster. And then tapping into the North Shore with the Bernards and Jake Delmato, I mean, there's a lot of good football players in this state, and we try to find them and develop them and make them be a big part of our program that fit what we do. And obviously they can do it on Saturday, it's been proven.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it, and good luck this coming Saturday. And I know one thing, it's almost like spring break on the bayou. We got a lot of people that be headed out there. I'd like to have some of those alcohol sales along the way, but we wouldn't have to work for a little while if we did. But, Coach, thanks so much for joining
us. Thank you, man. I want to tell someone to buy you in the area to make sure they got that red on and not that other color this weekend.
Well, you'll pick them out real quick in the stands, Coach.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Coach Tim Rebo, the head football coach at Nicholls State University, and that segment was brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future.